military gets involved, Pakistan means business. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Easter bombing is being answered in Punjab. And hope springs eternal in one of the most dangerous refugee camps in the world. Stay tuned to find out where that is. But first, Pakistan's military is finally answering the Islamic militant Salvo with one of their own in Punjab province. Bruce Allen is with Forgotten Missionaries International.
Our partners on the ground in Pakistan have confirmed this with us. The military operations are going on, routing out the radicals. We don't have many details at this point. It's in essence breaking news, so we'll be following it.
This after a deadly Easter Day suicide bombing in Lahore and multiple assaults on soft targets around the country, mainly focusing on Christians.
There are many Muslims who do not like what they see happening, and they're willing to engage in conversation with our evangelists, with people in the churches who our FMI-supported partners are teaching them how to engage in evangelism in their own culture.
FMI stands at the nexus of hope and truth, and they want to provide gospel workers with more printed and audio Bibles in Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Indonesia this year. The details are at missionnews.org. We'll turn next to Europe, where the EU is sending refugees right back into violence. According to the BBC, deportations of illegal immigrants from Greece to Turkey has resumed. But whether in Turkey or Greece, Global Aid Network is there, working to provide refugees with basic survival kits. For a family of five, one kit lasts a month. And as Gain does this, doors are opening for the gospel to be shared, because they're looking for anything that gives them hope. We say it a lot, but please be praying that these refugees will come to know Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. World Malaria Day is coming up April 25th. For half the world, every day is Malaria Day. Malaria is a mosquito-borne illness that can be deadly. Barry Avey is CEO at Blessings International.
Last year in 2015 alone, somewhere around 425 to 430,000 people died of malaria, which, you know, as I said, is certainly a preventable disease and a treatable disease.
Mosquito nets and medication are effective. So is community education. But sometimes the medication is too expensive. And another big issue is counterfeit medicine.
It's basically just putting sugar tablets in their hand and it's doing nothing. So we want to be sure that people are getting the quality medicine that they need to prevent and to treat the diseases that we know are out there.
Tomorrow, Blessings International provides a solution to this problem. It involves partners, the gospel, a medicine giveaway, prayer, and you. Medical missions is one way to share the gospel, but sometimes you just have to say it plainly. World Mission recently distributed enough audio Bibles in Kenya for 100,000 people to hear the word. World Mission's Greg Kelly says the treasures are being given to national pastors. And the result?
They're putting together these listening groups, which is introducing Christ and the gospels to people, in most cases, for the first time in their lives. And they're giving us reports that people are coming to Christ, that new churches are being planted.
The national pastors are reaching remote areas in places like Dadaab, the biggest refugee camp in the world.
It's a very radical area where the Al-Shabaab terrorist network really has strong roots. But our pastors are going into these areas. They're fearless, and they're motivated by the gospel. And if it takes them giving their life to share the good news with these people, they're willing to do that.
And while World Mission delivers audio Bibles, Operation Mobilization has been delivering food. For one struggling man in Moldova, life was pretty bleak. But when he encountered a Christian from a local church, everything changed. The woman he met works in her church's elderly care center, run by Operation Mobilization Moldova. And now, he receives daily hot meals and countless opportunities to meet Jesus. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Did you know that the deaf are one of the world's largest unreached people groups? With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. Get your kit by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the banner. I'm Ruth Kramer.